हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। కృష్ణ యజుర్వేదీయే తైత్రియోపనిషది ప్రథమోధ్యాయే శిక్షావల్యాం దశమః అనువాకః. వి వెంట్ ఇంటు టుడే 11th అనువాక. బిఫోర్ దట్ వి హావ్ అ స్మాల్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది భాష్యం టు బి కంప్లీటెడ్. అహం వృక్షస్య రేరివ కీర్తి పృష్ఠం గిరేరివ ఊర్ధ్వపవిత్ ವಾಜಿನೀವಸ್ವಮೃತಮಸ್ಮಿ ದ್ರವಿಣಗಂ ಸವರ್ಚಸಂ ಸುಮೇಧಾ ಅಮೃತೋಕ್ಷಿತಃ ಇತಿ ತ್ರಿಶಂಕೋರ್ವೇದಾನುವಚನಂ. ದಿ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ ವಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸೀ. Shankara Bhagavatpada has completed his commentary on the words of the mantra. Now he says, Asya cha japaha vidya utpatyarthaha avagamyate. Vidya utpatyarthaha iti avagamyate. That iti is implied there. This, it is understood here that the repeated utterance, the chanting or recitation of this mantra is specifically meant for the rise of knowledge. Vidya utpatyartha. Vidya utpatyartham ayam mantra. That is the meaning. But simply repeatedly uttering this mantra, will it remove ignorance? Will it contribute for the rise of knowledge? No, definitely not. We should be very careful. Of course, for vidya utpatti, for the rise of knowledge, for the ignorance to resolve, we have to follow the discipline of jnana yoga. And going to the discipline of jnana yoga implies, involves going through the three steps, Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. In fact, even though we say three steps, as Puja Swamiji says, repeated listening itself as will contribute for enhancement of clarity. The Shravanam itself will gradually become Nidhyasanam also. Shravanam itself will become gradually Mananam also. Even Shravanam, initially you try to understand the teaching correctly. In due course of time, understanding does happen. But still, it may be doubtful understanding. So again, repeatedly listening to the same teaching will help you think better. Thereby you can resolve the doubts, which becomes Mananam. And once the doubts also are clear, then what has been understood should be repeatedly dwelt upon just to get it on handy, to get it assimilated. Therefore, it is jnanam, rise of knowledge is possible only when the pramanam is operated. Pramanam alone can help you. Pramanam can help you, rising of knowledge. If a person focuses his attention and listens understands and has his doubts resolved and repeatedly dwells upon, assimilates it, ascertains that understanding, then that is really Vidya. But this japa of this mantra, how it contributes, not directly, it doesn't contribute for the rise of knowledge, indirectly it contributes, which means because of the old pratibandha, papam, we may have pratibandhas, obstacles, impediments. And for them to be neutralized, to resolve, this japa will help. That's why it is said here, Vidya utpathyartha avagamyate. Then he says, ritam cha ityadi karma upanyasat anantaram cha veda anuvachana patat etad avagamyate. And this, that this mantra is meant for japa, is understood from the disciplines discussed earlier. And what else is understood? It is an avagamyate. Ritam cha ityadi karma upanyasat anantaram. See, karma upanyasaha means what? Karmanam vishaye upanyasaha. Upanyasaha means lecture. Upanyasaha means teaching. Upanyasaha means discourse. So, upanyasat anantaram. After the imparting of knowledge. After imparting of the knowledge on karma. So after imparting the knowledge on karma, such as the disciplines, following the disciplines in terms of ritam, etc. Ritam cha ityadi karma upanyasat anantaram. Veda anuvachana pathat. Veda anuvachana pathat. Yetad avagamyate. It is understood yetad avagamyate. After the declaration of Trishanku Munis, after his attainment of knowledge, and after the imparting of knowledge on karma, about following the discipline such as truthfulness in speech, etc., ritam cha ityadi karma upanyasat anantaram cha veda anuvachana pathat etad avagamyate. What is understood here? He says, evam, in this manner, shrauta smarteshu nityeshu karmasu yuktasya nishkamasya parambrahma vividishoho arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti atmadi vishayani iti. He says, we are going to see later on why in the karmakand, in the sikshavalli, the disciplines are emphasized so much. The karmas, rituals, meditation, following the values, all these are emphasized. Now in the following section, we are going to see that the teacher is going to strictly repeat what he would have been teaching throughout in the Gurukulam. Next section, we are going to see the teacher's address on the valedictory address. the people who would have come, students would have come to the Gurukulam, stayed there for a long time. And after completing their studies, and they have to leave the Gurukulam. So there's an valedictory address. There's a last occasion for the teacher to meet the students, so to tell them to follow all those they have been instructed before. So then he strictly is going to instruct that they should follow, what all they should follow. He's going to say emphatically, which means that you following these disciplines, performance of karma or worship, prayer, values, they're all very, very important. Should take it for granted. Even though they have their own limitations, they cannot really remove the ignorance, but still it's very important to follow the karmakanda. Karmakanda in the sense, performance of worship, puja, rituals, other following the disciplines, strictly following values, etc. Very important. Therefore, he already, Shankara Bhagavatpada says here, unless a person follows those disciplines strictly, it is impossible for one to become adequately refined. To be eligible to grasp the teaching, to assimilate the teaching. Anyway, the study of the Shastram itself is ultimately to help the human being become refined, become a person of refinement. It is jnanam which alone will make a person absolutely refined. A human being has to become the most mature, most refined person. What is it which will make a person most refined, most mature? It is the jnanam. Jnanam alone will make a person most refined, most mature. But until one attains jnanam, to become most mature, most refined also, one must be adequately refined, adequately mature. And that adequate maturity, adequate refinement required as a qualification, the prerequisite qualification for the attainment of jnanam, thereby to become the most refined and most mature also. One has to choicelessly, strictly follow the way of life ordained by the Shastram. The values, the disciplines, the rituals, what is relevant for us should be strictly followed. Otherwise, refinement does not happen, will not happen overnight. Therefore, again, he, Shankaracharya, says, from all these instructions given in the previous sections, avagamyate, etad avagamyate. After this mantra presenting the declaration of Trishanka Muni after his attainment of jnanam, and before that, all those, the instruction on karma, emphasizing the discipline such as following the ruttam, etc. From all this, it is understood Arshani darshanani Atmadi vishayadi vishayanidi Atmadi vishayaniti vishayani pradurbhavanti. Arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti means what? Arsham darshanam means vision of the subtle facts revealed, which got revealed to the rishis, are said to be Arsham darshanam. Anything pertaining to Rishi is Arsham. Arsham Darshanam means vision of the subtle facts revealed to the Rishis. There are many subtle facts. Arsham, not only one fact, many subtle facts which were revealed to the Rishis, they are known as Arshani Darshanani. And such vision of subtle facts revealed to the Rishis, known as Arshani Darshanani, all those facts, and such vision of Rishis. Vision of Rishis. Vision of many facts revealed to the Rishis. And they, Pradurbhavanti, such visions happen for anybody. And such facts become understood for anybody. Arshdarsh Bhavanti. What are those vision of the facts? Atmadi Vishyani means, first of all, Atmajnanam. Arsham Darshanam means Atmajnanam is Arsham Darshanam. Even knowledge of the self, vision of clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own self is also what? Arsham Darshanam. Understanding of the concept of Ishvara is Arsham Darshanam. Understanding what is Ishvara, what is Brahma, what is Ishvara, who is Jiva, what is Samsara, what is Samsara, what is ignorance, what is Maya, what it is meant by going through the experience of pairs of opposites, what is this life, what is Samsara, all these are subtle facts we can understand only through the Pramanam called Shastram. So all these facts are said to be Arshani Darshanani. Not only one. Atmajnanam, of course, is there. So he says Atmadi Vishayani means the understanding of subtle facts pertaining to the origin, Atma, etc. Such subtle vision of the Rishis in implying subtle facts, vision of subtle facts. Rise. Visions in what? Vision of the Rishis. Rise. Arsham Darshanam Pradurbhavati. Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti. Pradurbhavati Pradurbhavanti. So vision of subtle facts rises. Okay. Arshani Darshanani. Atmadi Vishayani Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti. For whom does the vision of the Rishi, vision of the Shastram, or vision of the subtle facts revealed by the Shastram, vision rises for whom? It is said, Brahma Vividishoho. Brahma Vividishuhu. Vividishuhu is a desiderative word. Vetum Icha Vividisha. Vetum Icha Vividisha. Desire to know is what? Vividisha. And one who is desirous of knowing is Vividishuhu. Adjective. Desire to know is Vividisha. The one who is desirous of knowing is Vividishuhu. The one who is desirous of knowing the absolute reality Brahma is Brahma Vividishuhu. The person who is desirous of knowing the reality, knowing the truth, knowing Brahma is Brahma Vividishuhu. Brahma Vividishuhu is equal to Brahma Jignyasuhu. Correct? Brahma Vividishuhu is equal to Vimra Jignyasuhu. Like Vividishuhu is another desiderative word like Jignyasuhu. It's a Ukaranta Shabda. Therefore, the possessive kesam is what? Vividishoho. So, this vision of subtle facts revealed by the Shastram rises for a person who is desirous of knowing the truth. A spiritual aspirant who is aspiring for the vision of, aspiring for the knowledge of the truth. Brahma vividishoho arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti. So vision of subtle facts rise only for a person who is aspiring for the knowledge. It is not, even if a person is desirous of knowing, immediately the vision does not happen. One has to become, one has to go through the disciplines. Shravanam, Manam, Nidhyasanam, etc. And even if he goes through these disciplines, all these steps properly, unless he becomes adequately refined, qualified, mature, still, the Shravanam will not be effective. The person, if the Shravanam has to become effective, if he must be able to be contemplative, he must be already adequately prepared. Therefore, he says, for such a person who is desirous of knowing the truth, for him, this vision of the facts rises, only if he is what? Nishkamaha. Nishkamasya. Not only he is aspiring for the jnanam, not only he is a Brahma Vividishuhu, he is also Nishkamaha. Nishkamaha means what? Nishkamaha means the person whose focus is on jnanam and moksha, for whom priority is jnanam and moksha, whose commitment is to the pursuit of jnanam and moksha, not to other pursuits. Nishkamaha sakamaha. What does it mean? The one whose desire is still for the accomplishment of arthakama dharmas, he is sakamaha purushaha. The person whose efforts, whose performance of actions, whose involvement in activities are for fulfillment of fulfilling his desires for accomplishing arthakama dharmas is said to be sakamaha purushaha. A person whose involvement in activities, a performance of rituals, following disciplines, etc. is for preparing his mind for the attainment of jnanam, then he is said to be anishkamaha purushaha. So sakamaha, nishkamaha must be very clear. The sakamaha, the person who is involved in all forms, all sorts of activities, who follows disciplines, who is given to discipline of meditation, or performance of rituals, who follows values, who is involved in activities, but his involvement in all activities, etc., is specifically for accomplishing time-bound material ends, arthakama dharmas, then he is said to be sakamaha purushaha. A person is involved in the performance of rituals, practice of meditation, following disciplines, performance of activities, but if his focus is on mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam, his commitment is to the pursuit of jnanam moksha, then he is said to be nishkamaha purushaha. சோ ஹியர் ஆச்சாரிய சேஸ் ஆர்ஷாணி தர்ஷனானி பிராதுர்பவந்தி த விஷன் ஆஃப் சட்டில் ஃபேக்ட்ஸ் ரைசஸ் ஃபார் அ பர்சன் ஹூஸ் ஆஸ்பரிங் ஃபார் ஞானம் ஹூ இஸ் ஆல்சோ நிஷ்காமா ஹூ இஸ் கமிட்டட் டு தி பர்சூட் ஆஃப் ஞானம் அண்ட் மோக்ஷா ஹூஸ் ஃபோக்கஸ் இஸ் ஆன் ஹிஸ் மென்டல் ப்ரிப்பரேஷன் ஃபார் த அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஞானம் தோ ஹீஸ் இன்வால்வ்ட் இன் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் நிஷ்காமஸ்ய How is he now? Who is this Nishkamaha Puru? Simply he is interested only in Jnanam and Moksha. But he is not interested in Artha Kama Dharmas. But he does not do any activities. Means there is no... he being a Nishkamaha is of no use. He must be involved in doing whatever has to be done. So he says, Shrauta Smarteshu Nityeshu Karmasu Yuktaha Shrautasmarteshu Nityeshu Karmasu Yuktaha means what? The person who is involved in the activities, in all the karmas, Nitya Karmas, Naimittika Karmas, Nitya Karmas, Naimittika Karmas, prescribed in the Shruti and Smriti. Shrauteshu, smarteshu, nityeshu, karmasu, yuktaha. So the karmas prescribed, the rituals prescribed in the Shruti, prescribed by the Shruti or Shrauta Karmani. And certain rituals prescribed by the Smriti based on the Shruti are to be smartha karmani. So shrauteshu, smarteshu, nityeshu, karmasu, yuktaha. The person who is involved in performing all those rituals, disciplines, etc., prescribed by the Shruti and Smriti. He is involved in all activities. He is involved in performing rituals. He is involved in following disciplines. He is strictly following values. But he is not Sakamaha. He is Nishkamaha. Because Purushartha Nischeha, he is committed to the pursuit of jnanam and moksha. His focus is on mental preparation. He is not interested in artha kama dharmas. Such a person is nishkamaha. Such nishkamaha. Because he is also brahma jignyasuhu, brahma vivideshuhu. Only for such a person. So all the adjectives also in sixth case, you see. Shrautasmarteshu nityeshu karmasu yuktasya nishkamasya parambrahma vidishuhu vidishoho vidishuhu ukara what a positive case of vidishuhu vidishoho parambrahma vidishoho Shrautasmarteshu nityeshu karmasu yuktasya nishkamasya parambrahma vidishoho only for such a Only such a person can be really eligible person. Only for him, Arshani Darshanani, Atmadi Vishayani, Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti. Only for him, the vision takes place. Vision takes place. Knowledge rises. Knowledge pertains to subtle facts. Revealed by the Shastram, rise only for a person who is qualified, who is equipped, who is adequately refined. And who is the person who can become refined? Of course, he must be interested in knowing the truth. So he is Parambrahma Vidishuhu. Parambrahma Vidishoho Arsham Darshanam Pradurbhavati. For a person who is desirous of knowing the truth, of course the vision happens. Many vision of subtle facts happens, rises. It is not enough if a person simply has a desire to know the truth. He must be qualified also. To be qualified, he must have been a Nishkamaha. Nishkamaha means must be interested only in jnanam and moksha. His priority should not be arthakama dharmas. So even if he is a Nishkamaha, it's not enough. He must be practical. He must be involved he must involve himself in performing rituals, practicing disciplines, living values. He must be strictly following Shrauta, Smarta, Karmani prescribed by Shruti and Smriti. He must be a person of activities. But he is not Sakamaha. He is Nishkamaha. And he is also Parambrahma Vidishuhu. Only for him, the vision is possible. Vision of the truth is possible. Vision of the subtle facts revealed to the rishis. Vision of subtle facts revealed by the shastram rises. Otherwise, it is not possible. Therefore, being adequately refined, qualified for the attainment of jnanam is very important. We should not take it for granted. Anybody can have desire for jnanam and moksha. But one must take care of one's mental preparation, the prerequisite qualification. In simple language, sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi, the wealth of fourfold qualifications. If a person has vivekaha, nitya anitya vastu vivekaha, it's amazing. This is the wealth. The viveka doesn't have, it is not easy for one to have this discriminative understanding of that permanent thing alone can give you permanent happiness. Everything in the world is impermanent. The viveka doesn't happen. Even to have viveka, one needs punyam. One needs Bhagavan's grace. To tap Bhagavan's grace, to adequate punyam to have this viveka, one must have lived a clean life. One must have worked for it. That's why karma is very important here. And viveka, without viveka, vairagyam is not possible. It is not that easy at all to be dispassionate towards time-bound ends. And to have passion only for jnanam, it's not that easy. Viveka vairagyam will not be possible unless we have Bhagavan's grace. In Tamil, it's a beautiful saying, Avan arulal avantal patri. Even to have, even to aspire for jnanam, one needs Bhagavan's grace. To have Bhagavan's grace, you must have earned a punyam. To earn the punyam, you must have lived your life, lived a clean life. You must have followed the instructions of the Shruti and Smriti. Therefore, so from all the teachings we have seen until now, after this teaching on karma, rhythm, etc., all the disciplines were discussed, then Japa Mantra was discussed. From all this fact is understood. Etad avagamyate. What is understood? Knowledge rises. Knowledge happens only for a person who is strictly aspiring for jnanam and who is also committed to the pursuit of jnanam, whose priority is jnanam and moksha, and who really has grown out of desire for other arthakama dharmas, who is nishkamaha. And as a nishkama, as a person of as a person who's not interested in Arthakama Dharmas also, still he is involved in all the rituals, disciplines, etc. prescribed by the Shastram, Shruti and Smriti. So only such a person can become mentally prepared, refined. Only for him, jnanam is possible. This is the fact understood from the teaching given in all these previous sections. That's what here Adi Shankaracharya says. So this concluding commentary on this mantra, what Shankara Gurupada says, is also sort of introduction to the following section also. You're going to see that anyway. So, ritam cha ityadi karma upanyasat anantaram cha veda anuvachana pathat anantaram. Anantaram supply. Yetad avagamyate. After going through all these sections, it is understood very well. Evam shrautas smarteshu nityeshu karmasu yuktasya nishkamasya parambrahma vidishoho atmadi vishayani arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti iti. Atmadi vishayani means what? Knowledge of the self. Arsham darshanam means knowledge of subtle facts. Even knowledge of the self is subtle fact only. What the Atma is, what I am, who Ishra is, what Brahman is, what Maya is, what Samsara is, what is Sanchita Karma, what is Agami Karma, what is Parabdha Karma, what is bondage, what is freedom. All these subtle facts which we cannot know through our sense organs, which we ourselves can never understand by crushing our intellect. There's no way of understanding all these subtle facts. They're all facts revealed by the Shastram. Understand these facts through Shastra Pramanam. Therefore, the facts understood with the help of the Shastra Pramanam are said to be Arshani Darshanani. Knowledge of subtle facts revealed by the Shastram or Arshani Darshanani. And such as what? Knowledge of self, etc. Atmadi Vishayani. So knowledge rises only if a person is qualified, eligible. He is mentally, adequately prepared, refined. And for the mental refinement is very important for one to go through these disciplines, these rituals prescribed by the Shastram with Shraddha. We should take them for granted. This is what he says. He concludes this Bhashyam. Okay. Iti Sikshavalyam. Sikshavalyam. Dashamaha Anuvakaha. 10th Anuvaka is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Krubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.